When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I don't know, man, if you're a Niner fan, it's hard, like we were just talking about, it's hard not to dream in this moment. It's hard, I think, to look at the standings and realize you've got 9 wins. Oh, that's tied for the tops in the entire NFC, and it's hard not to dream a little bit. And I wonder, the fans out there, we wonder, 888-957-9570, There is total parity. There is not a team that stands out. I guess you could still say the Rams. That's kind of what it had looked like.
Yep.
But all it takes is one late blemish to get people kind of questioning what you're doing. And that was a weird one on Sunday. So is this a good thing? I could give you 10 teams at least. And you almost feel like they've all got an equal shot at ending up in Santa Clara with the confetti coming down.
Yeah, and I think later in the week, before we get fully into week 14, you and I can do a way too late prediction game of go ahead and predict all 8 divisions right. I dare you. Go ahead and take all 8 divisions, and we don't have to do it today. We can do it tomorrow or Thursday, but I think that all of us, Lucas and Grandy and yourself and me, I doubt we'd all go 8 for 8 because you've got 7 of them that are up for grabs. The Patriots, I think we'll all go ahead and lock that one up. They still could be vulnerable, but last night, it's one part the Giants are an embarrassment, and it's two parts. Like, the Patriots, they're a complete team. Their quarterback is amazing. They can run it. They can stop it. Mm-hmm. Turns out they have a good special teams unit as well. That's the most complete team in football right now, but beyond them, it's wide open in the other 7.
You don't want to lock in the Broncos 10-2?
Not yet.
Yeah.
No, I mean, the Broncos are
they're
a little wonky, too.
They're this year's Chiefs from last year. I mean, here we go again on Sunday Night Football. You end up in overtime against a team that had been looking hapless, and then they go for 2 in overtime, and they don't get it. And off you go with another 1-point win.
Yeah.
Like, that's been their year. They play the Raiders this weekend. Got figured they're probably going to be 11-2. But then, here's why I'm with you. Look at what happens then. Rest of the way, Packers, Jags, Chiefs, Chargers. That's the end of the Broncos schedule. Super, super hard. Yeah, that's what we're looking at. You could do this outside, and even the Patriots. I mean, the Bills are there, right? But they've probably got it. I love this. I love this. We were talking about the games that are coming up this weekend alone. The Bears play the Packers. The Colts play the Jags. The Steelers play the Ravens. The Lions and Cowboys play in 48 hours. Like, there are phenomenal games. And I know that people, we used to do this every year when the Patriots were in the Super Bowl every year. And people would go, kind of Cheryl Bosa-esque, no,
right. Not the Patriots.
Yeah, like, I don't want to go to the Super Bowl party with the Patriots again. And then the ratings would say, yes, you do. The Warriors have, like, we would hear this in the NBA.
Yeah.
Outside of this area. Oh, I'm so sick of the Warriors. No, you're not. No, you're not. The ratings say otherwise. So I actually don't know if what we're looking at is great for the ratings, the interest. All I can speak for is me. I love this. I love this. And if you're a Niner fan, with what they've gone through, you have to love it. Because it is the thing that is giving, I think, the Niners a little bit of hope.
Yeah, and the hope comes from the parity, and it also comes from the fact that even though you've lost players, you've done it in a certain way. And I do think we can do a little bit of a deeper dive on the coaching staff, not just the head coach and the coordinators, but the coaches below the coaches. They've all done great. And you look at, you know, the defensive linemen. So Cleland Furl comes in and he has a 2-sack game. And Keon White, who was a cast off and a healthy scratch in New England, and now he's come in and now he is a dude. So did he suddenly get better on his own, or is he being coached and put in a spot where he can actually play better? And I think it's obviously parts of both.
Some of both, for sure.
You can't help but look at this coaching staff. And Ross Tucker had a great answer with Steine and Goo earlier to that very point, and it had me thinking. It's not just Shanahan and Saleh and you know, Brant Boyer in special teams. It's the coaches below them and the coaches below them. It's the whole staff.
Look, look, they've been phenomenal. And I don't know how to say otherwise. All I know is that you and I host an afternoon drive show in San Francisco, and we are starting to get very few I'm mad at Kyle Shanahan calls this year. Very few. Very few. And I don't know what's in the arsenal anymore against the coaching staff. I won't make it about Kyle because I know he triggers a lot of you. Oh, it's press conferences. Like, whatever. I don't know what's in your arsenal this year about the coaching staff. Across the board.
Yeah.
They've been fantastic. They have been given, I don't know if I could argue they've been given the worst hand, because some coaches get bad teams. And the Niners aren't that. But they've probably been given the worst circumstances for a team.
Injury-wise.
Yeah, that's trying to win. And, my God. Sure. Sure, schedule's easy. Yep. I get it.
And that's the remaining arrow in everyone's quiver.
Yep.
And you can fire that, especially if they go out and they lose two of the last four, if they limp to the finish line. But still, if you wind up with 11 wins and you go to the playoffs, that means you're one of the 14 best teams, regardless of schedule.
For sure, that's how it works. And 5-1-0, we have yet to beat anyone. Relax. The Rams and Seahawks say otherwise. I don't know. I think those are... You could easily argue those look right now like the two best teams in the NFC.
Perhaps.
The Niners have beaten them both at their places.
They both look like they're heading toward the playoffs, or they will be playoff teams. And so that actually counts, and it matters. And nobody's saying that about New England, by the way. And you look at the Patriots schedule, and Grandy and I did this yesterday. Grandy did such a great job filling in for you as you were making your way back. But the one thing that the Patriots and the Niners have in common is they both play the NFC South. So the Patriots have gotten New Orleans, and they've gotten Carolina. They've gotten to fatten up against that division, too. Yep, but nobody talks about New England's schedule, having the Jets twice. Are you kidding me? And the South. And
the Dolphins.
They're playing a last-place schedule.
Yes.
And this year, if the Niners win the West and the Bears win the North, you're going to have three teams go.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Worst to first, which, according to my brief research, that's never happened. You've never had three in the same year. So, yeah, parity's awesome to me. Because you can be the Schmitz one year, and you can come back and win the division the next.
I love what you just brought up. I hadn't thought about this. No. If I read the Patriots schedule to you all, you would laugh. It's easier than the Niners.
Well, yeah. I mean, they have a lot of common opponents.
They have
the
a
Giants.
Lot of common opponents, but they don't have two other good teams in the division. They have one.
Yep.
They've won. The Niners have four. The quarter of their schedule is against the Seahawks and Rams. The Patriots have two games against the Bills.
Yep.
Listen to it. Raiders, Dolphins, Steelers, Panthers, Bills, Saints, Titans, Browns, Falcons, Bucks, Jets, Bengals, New York Giants, then the Bills again, the Ravens, the Jets, and the Dolphins. That's the Patriots schedule. Nobody out there is being like, well, easy schedule. The NFL's hard. I don't care who you're playing. Yes, that is a part of the Niners story, but we knew that before the year started. We knew that before the year started. And I wonder what the Patriots' record would be if they had played eight games without Drake May.
Well, and they kind of caught a little bit of a break because their other crossover is the AFC North, and Pittsburgh's been struggling to find it. Their coach may be leaving. The Bengals didn't have Burrow for basically three months, and the Browns are the Browns. So
no winning records in the whole division.
Well, the Ravens, maybe by the time they play them, will. Buffalo's not as good as we thought. The AFC North is certainly not as good, and they got to play the NFC South.
Baltimore is not as good as we thought. When they were 1-5, I'm like, they're still going to win the division. And they might, but let's be real. We've all now had an extended look at Lamar. I don't know who sat down and unbuckled their belt and watched that crap the other night against the worst defense in football.
Oh, that was a good one.
He's
that
dust.
Was an Ottoman cover for your boy.
He is dust until next year. I'm sorry. He's hurt. He can't run away from defensive linemen. This is not the Lamar Jackson I know.
No.
And so they are not that challenging.
The backup is Cooper Rush, right? I believe still. And when he played and he was awful.
He couldn't function. So they moved on to Snoop Huntley.
That's right.
And brought him back. Yeah, like, yeah, the fact that they're 6-6 is, that's just a sign of their division too.